Okay, Chevra, all the learning tonight, first of all, should be for Refuah Shleima, first of all, for someone that I feel very, very close to, a grandfather of Talmidim of mine, very close family friend, who needs a Refuah, Shleima, Bekar of Mamish, Shalom Yitzchak ben Golda Rachel, Refuah and Yeshua, and you should be in our Tfilas, Bekar of Bez Hashem.
Rav
Shlomo ben Sivya as well. Shifu Shleima Bez Hashem.
Yitzchak ben Rosa.
And Yitzchak ben Rosa. Meitz Hashem, all the learning should be for their Refuos and Yeshuos. And Meitz Hashem, we should see and have Besuras Tovos, Bekarav Mamash. Mm-hmm. Now, last week in Shir, I was explaining how every year I try to push off for a very long time until I feel that it just needs to be done to set up the Tisha B'Av program that we've been having in DRS. And if those who saw were on the, I don't know who's on the email list, who's on the text list, but I tentatively sent out that we'll, Bez Hashem, not have the program, but if we're lo aleinu, if we're not zayicha to Yantiv, to Moedim, so it's said that we will have, if we're not zayicha to Gula, we'll have a program in DRS on Tisha B'Av. I didn't set up Zmanim, I didn't send out Zmanim yet or anything like that, but just because I sent that out, and just because certain steps were taken, doesn't mean chas v'sholom that we don't have to continue to yearn and believe that it's going to be a moed Bez Hashem this year already. And that Mashiach is going to come over the next few days. Bez Hashem, b'mehera b'yameinu. You know, maybe it comes down to, on some level, there's a Gemara that Chazal we've quoted many, many times during this time of the year, Kol HaMis'aval Rishalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa. Kol HaMis'aval Rishalayim, anyone who mourns Yishalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa will be Zocha to see and be Zocha to be B'Simcha with the Geula. Maybe the simple understanding to that chazal is what's most important. Everyone talks about a zocha v'roa is in the present tense. That if you're mis'avel, if you mourn, you'll be zocha v'roa right then, seemingly, like while you're mourning in a sense. You'll be zocha to see the simcha, you'll be zocha to geula. How could that be? What does that mean? Should say yizke, you will be zocha. Maybe the teretz is, if we finally mourned correctly for the first time, right away we'll be zoicha to geula. Maybe the simple teretz is that we've never yet mourned properly. Do we have the proper avelus? Do we have the proper mourning? Are we really, even during these days, during the 9 days, Bein HaMetzarim, 3 weeks, we're getting closer and closer, we're within a week of Tisha B'Av. Is it really on our mind? Is geula really on our mind? Is churban really on our mind? Is the Ashkoyach, because it's the news a little bit, we think a little bit about Harabayas, but is it really hurting us? Are we mourning that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that we don't have the presence of the Shechina? Like Ashkoyach, so we miss a little bit having some nice meat, but most of us go to a Siyam every night, or every other night at least. And even if we don't, so okay, for a week we can have some exciting dairy meals, dairy dishes. Are we really mourning? So then the Rabbanu Shalom brings the present day tragedies. And this past Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, right after Abdullah, we check the news, as many of us do, to see really in our mind, always have to check what happened in Yerushalayim in our Tzrol over Shabbos. That's how all of us, I hope, think, as our Libi B'Mizrach, and to go through a Shabbos not knowing what's going on, that's what we should be doing immediately after Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. And we heard the horrible news of Yossi, Elad and Chaya Solomon, who were murdered Leil Shabbos Kodesh during a Shalom Zachar. I don't want to say by a terrorist, that gives him like a meaning, a name. I don't even say a behemoth. Behemoths are much better than such people. So something like that happens, it shouldn't be hard. We should feel the avelus. But even that, how many of us have already moved on? How many of us are not in touch with those feelings? How many of us even shed a tear on Matzei Shabbos Kodesh? So maybe we have to mourn. And if we really mourn, if we really understand what we're missing, maybe then Zoich Chavroi B'Simchasa. Maybe we have to take these days actually seriously. And not just the halachic discussions and make sure that we're not eating meat and we're not shaving and we're not laundering our clothing and not wearing and buying new clothing. But Bahar Gosh's Lev, doing Cheshbon HaNefesh and thinking about what we're lacking in this world and what we're missing and what Geula would mean and what we don't have. And yearn for it and daven for it. How many of us had a very serious tefillah during these days? For Geula, for Yeshua. Extra kavan of Yerushalayim Erecha, Esemach David Avdecha. So first and foremost, we have to be bavelus. And maybe then we'll be zoicha to Geula, and we'll be zoicha to be tansing in Yerushalayim Erekodesh and Tisha B'Av. Be'ezus Hashem. But what if we're not zoicha? Lo aleinu, what if we're not zoicha? We're going to have to sit on Tisha B'Av, so we have to talk a little bit of Tisha B'Av, because it's important still to prepare. And to know that that's a possibility. So I want to understand Tisha B'Av in a certain light tonight. We've said over many times, over the past few weeks, and over the past years, the Torah of the Heilig Imri Noyam, the grandson of the Rapshitzer, the grandson of Tali Tzvi of Rapshitz, from Meir Horowitz, the Imri Noam. The Imri Noam says, and others say it as well, but that the 22 days of Bein HaMitzarim are connected to 22 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. Said over this past week, Gashir spoke about a different Torah from the Av Yisrael, how the days are connected to the days of Yom Tov. But the Imri Noam says that the 22 days, it's 22 days from 22 days from Shivas B'Tamas until Tisha B'Av, including Shivas B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, are connected to 22 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. So what that means, and we have to understand then, to equate those days. First, what he's trying to tell us, what all the Sifrei Chassidus say, is to understand how powerful these days are. Every single one of us knows the power and the koach of the Yom Narayim, of Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shemei Tshuva, of Yom Kippur, of Sukkis, of Simchas Pesach Shoeva, of Shemini Atzeres. Which means Aseret Simchas Torah is one, really. Think about it in our disrol. So that's the koyach of these days. That's the koyach of these days, the power of these days. The days of Bein HaMitzarim are connected the days of Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. But I want us to understand it and examine it a little more closely. So if it's true what the Imri Noam is telling us, that these 22 days are connected, the days from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. That means, first of all, Shiva HaZabatamas would be connected to Rosh Hashanah. The first day is Rosh Hashanah, the first day is Shiva HaZabatamas. And that actually makes a lot of sense. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning. Rosh Hashanah is where things are being decided. But it's not where things are locked in. We know we still have time until Yom Kippur. And some say until Hashanah Rabbah. So it's the beginning stage of things where things are going into motion and starting to be decided. And there's a level of dim. But not dim that's sealed in a certain sense, right? It's kaysev. It's not chaysev. So to Shivas B'Tamas, which already passed, was the beginning where Hashem's deciding there's going to be a churban. When Hashem's deciding the walls are coming down. But we still have the opportunity then of these days till it's over, until it's sealed. We still have the opportunity of these days to reconcile and rectify and be misakin. That's first of all we have to understand. The Maral explains in the Torah, we've said over before, if you look at all the occurrences of Shiva HaZabatamas and all the occurrences of Tisha B'Av, the occurrences of Shiva HaZabatamas are all haskolos, beginnings, and the occurrences of Tisha B'Av are all ends, which gives us the time period in between to try to fix. To try to not end up at that end point. And that's our avodah during these days. To realize it's not yet sealed. And to realize we still could bring Geula. But what if we don't? We have to understand Tisha B'Av. And that's what I really want to focus on tonight. So lefi the Torah of the Minayim, what day is Mekusher, is connected to Tisha B'Av? What day is connected to Tisha B'Av? Shemini Atzeres. Right? Shemini Atzeres is the final day of the 22 of the Minayim, which is connected to Tisha B'Av. What's the Kesher? And this is what I want to know. What's the Rosh Hashanah we just explained? Connected to Shivas B'Damas. What's the Kesher? What's the connection between Shemini Atzeres and Tisha B'Av? Because somehow if the Minoam saying those are connected, maybe we could have a new understanding of what Tisha B'Av is. A chizik within Tisha B'Av from Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is, as we said, is link is Simchas Torah. They seem like the farthest worlds apart. Is the Kesher just contrast? That Shemini Atzeres is the biggest Simcha at the end of all Yom Narayim and just celebrating what those days were, and Tisha B'Av is the lowest of low in Atzvas? Is it just all about contrast? Possibility. But let's suggest something else here tonight. We all know Shemini Atzeres. What Chazal teach us, and Rashi brings it down in Parshas Pinchas, I'll read it to you. Famous words that when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, Hashem says, His akvu li ma'at od. V'lashon chibu huzeh. Hashem says, I want to stay together a little bit longer. We've just been together all these days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We've been so close, so connected. Let's stay together a little longer, like a father to a son. Like a father should be to a son. Mashal lemelech. Wait, I skipped them, sorry. V'hu omer lahem, Hashem says to them, Kosha alai, the famous words, you all know them. Kosha alai fridaschem. Ikfu od yom echad. It's so difficult for me. Stay with me one more day. Kosha alai fridaschem. It's so difficult to separate. Stay with me one more day. And what happens on that day on a Torah level? You know what happens? Absolutely nothing. I mean, it's yontiv. Shemini Atzeres is yontiv. But are there any special mitzvahs of Shemini Atzeres? Absolutely not. We sit in a sukkah anymore? We don't sit in a sukkah. We don't take lulav and esrog. We don't do nothing. It's yontiv, but there's no special mitzvah. There's no special way to connect Hashem in the Torah on a Doraisa level. On a Torah level, Shemini Atzeres. So we have to ask, you know, what does it really mean? Hashem says, stay with us. So I'm with him the next day and the day after also in the same way. If there's no special way that we're connecting, what does it mean that we're staying connected? What were those words even saying? So listen, Mamish, something I saw in the Shiloh Pinchas. Mamish, tremendous. He says, it could be, obviously this is Ba'amkus, B'derech Drush. But if you take the Torah of the Renoam into account, and you understand that there's a deep kesher between Tisha B'Av and Shemini Atzeres, so, if we don't need, you know, we've all learned Gemaras, and we see sometimes there's something that we don't need it here, Tanau le'inyan acher, right? You use that, and if there's an extra word, or something extra that doesn't make sense, we teach it, we throw it somewhere else. But it makes most sense, we're going to throw it something that's makusha, that's connected. If the words kasha lafridaschem, it's ikfu, stay together one more day, they don't make any real tremendous sense where it is. It must be meant for somewhere else. And maybe it's meant for Tisha B'Av. If Shemini Atzeres, Lefi Diminoam, is connected to Tisha B'Av, maybe Kashla Fridaschem are the words that Hashem is really telling us when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Meaning what? Tisha B'Av is Yoyim Shel Churban, destruction. Tisha B'Av, if we're not Zoycha Tegula, we're going to sit on the floor and talk about every destruction, every calamity, every tragedy throughout all the history of Klal Yisrael until today. Everyone. That's why the Gedolim, it's important to talk about the Holocaust every day of the year, to be honest. But as far as having a Yom HaShoah, the Gedolim didn't agree with the Yom HaShoah. Because they said, we already have Yom HaShoah. It's called Tisha B'Av. We already have a Yom HaShoah. Tisha B'Av is the day that we think about and we commemorate the tragedies throughout an entire history and everything that's always occurred to us. Of course, the pinnacle being Churban Beis HaMikdash, but when we talk about the Holocaust, and we talk about Spanish Inquisition, and we talk about the Asura Hurge Malchus, And we talk about up until today with the Solomon family being murdered in their house, enjoying Shabbos Kodesh during a Sholem Zachar. That's Tisha B'Av. We sit on the floor and we should cry, and hopefully we shed some tears thinking about that. And that could be unbelievably depressing. And many people, unfortunately, when you're really, and you're pondering, and you're thinking, and you're only focusing on destruction, and you can, and it's not crazy to say, where's God? Ayeka. Ayeka. Eicha. Oisios, Ayeka. Same Oisios. Eicha, how's it translated in the English art scrolls? Alas, or whoa, right? Alas, you see, I don't know what that word means. You'd never hear the word alas if you didn't see it in English for Eicha. But, I don't know, go to some non-Jew, ask them if they know what alas means, if there's such a word. They would never know a word. It's only the translation of Eicha. I don't think it exists outside of the translation of Eicha. But, maybe Eicha is Ayeka as well. It looks so dark, it looks so bleak. And you have people that go through tragedies, and they go through difficulties in life, and we can't judge them, and they say, Ayaka. When you hear, lo aleinu, and you heard this past week of tragedies, not just tragedies, but tragedy, you hear in Pomona of a 7-year-old girl who drowns in the backyard pool. Could we imagine what that family is going through? Could we imagine how that family is bitsaris? And asking such questions of how their bonus would allow such a thing to happen. Ayeka! But comes along, maybe in a deeper way, the connection of Tisha B'Av Teres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us, you know, for whatever reason, I know you might not understand it all, and you don't know why, that I have to leave, and I have to turn my back, and I have to bring gullus. But no one thing, no one, you're not going to have the answers. No one in this room has the answers to a lot of very strong questions. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of the questions, with all the darkness, He wants us to know as well, Kasha Alai Lifridaschem. I love you. I care for you. I'm with you. And this is just how it has to be. He wants us to know that as we leave. He wants us to know that in the darkest of hours. He wants us to know Kasha Lefridaschem. He wants us to know that. Not just Kasha Lefridaschem. In Shemini Atzeres, I really need that. Things are awesome. I just do a sukkis. I'm dancing Simchas Beshueva. I'm dancing Simchas Torah. Kashadah. I love you too. We're going to be together. We're not going anywhere. But in Tisha B'Av, we need that chizik. Kashadah Midaschem. And you know, Hashem loves me. Hashem's my father. I don't have the answers, but He's my father, and He loves me, and He cares about me, and He wants me to know that, and He wants me to feel the embrace of the part. And that's what it is, the famous Gemara. How the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, tells us, Bishah, at the moment of Churban Beis HaMikdash, when our enemies walked in, and we talk about this Gemara all the time, walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And what did they see on the Aron? And you'd assume they'd see, because the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Tzadi Tess Amud Beis, says that the Aron was miraculous, and the Kruvim were moving objects, which they were not. They were inanimate objects, and they didn't have any batteries inside last time I checked. But ultimately, when we were doing Ritzoinu Shomakum, they were looking towards each other, and Einos Oisin Ritzoinu Shomakum, they turned their backs on each other. They represented the relationship between us and Hashem. So you'd assume at moment of Churban Beis HaMikdash, it should be as far apart as possible. Yet the Gemara tells us they were embracing. They were hugging. What was that hug? That makes no sense. Obviously, Hashem is upset at us. Obviously, we did wrong. Whether Gilray, Shvich Damen, Avayda Zara, Sinas Chinam, Shul Barkul Tar Tchila, the list goes on and on. Go get a couple more. Get a couple more. Obviously, Hashem is not happy with us. So why are we embracing? That embrace is a whole different type of embrace. It's a whole different type of hug. It's a hug that Hashem wants us to feel from 2,000 years ago until today. It's a hug that Hashem wants us to feel from 2,000 years ago until today. He wants us to know, we're leaving, but I love you. We're leaving, but I'm here for you. And I know you're not going to have all the answers, but just know I'm here and I love you. And that alone is such inspiration and such chizik. That's why it is Shemini. The Zohar, in Parshas Vayigash, it says, "Bishmini biyom in Reish Ches Amabez, biyom Hashmini Atzeres Tiyalechem." Talking about Shemini Atzeres, "Da bezimna da iu kutshabrichu b'lechaydoi." At this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alone b'chibur achad im Yisrael, together with us. He's alone together with us. There's a special bond and a special relationship. In other words, Shemini Atzeres represents a special bond with us and Hashem. A special bond with us and Hashem on Tisha B'Av when we're farthest apart. On Tisha B'Av when it's all destruction. That's exactly the point. Meaning, yes, unfortunately, and we're not going to have all the answers, and we're not going to give answers tonight of why there's tragedies and why difficulties. But we have to know as we go through it all, whether it's Churban Beis Hamikdash or our own personal difficulties that each and every one of us has to go through. Hashem loves us. And Hashem wants us to feel that embrace from the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash until today. It's an embrace that we still feel. You know, it's amazing. When we open on Shemini Atzeres, or what we call Simchas Torah, we open up the Aron to take out the Torahs, to tanz with the Torahs. What is, you know, there are a lot of psukim we say, but probably the one that we're so excited and so beautiful and mamish is still ringing in our ears is Atare Saladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Milvado, which we spoke about a couple weeks ago. That there's nothing but Hashem. Einoid Milvado. We say that Leil Shemini Atzeres, Leil Simchas Torah. Pay attention, Tisha B'Av morning, if we're not zoicha to Geula, to the laning. Pay attention to the words of the laning. You know where we're going to lane? Tisha B'Av morning, sitting on the floor. Atah Reisol Daski Hashem Ulokim Einoid Milvado. The same that we say Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we're going to be laning it, because Hashem wants us to know we're going through difficulties. But I love you. And feel that embrace of departation. Feel that hug that I gave you. Don't ever forget it. I want you to know that. I want you to go through whatever difficulties you're going through. And you're going to be. And some you might understand and some you don't understand. But know it's all out of love. Know I'm here and I love you. And if you know Hashem loves you, and I know Hashem's by your side, you can get through anything. You know, every single year, I have a very special, bittersweet, but much more sweet than bitter, schus to go to the airport, Elul time, to see off the Chevra Teretz Yisrael, to the various yeshivas. This year, I'll miss a lot of that because I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully, we'll all be in Eretz Yisrael. Be back for some of them. The yeshivas that start late because they try to cut out Elul's man because, you know, it depends on which yeshivas. I'm Avin Yavin, we understand. So the yeshivas that start late and try to cut out Elzman, I'll probably be back for. The yeshivas that the guys are going to start learning for Elzman. So I'll be there and hopefully greet them in Eretz Yisrael. But when I'm there at the airport to see off the guys, and when I said for me, it's way more bitter than sweet. It's way more sweet than bitter. Sorry, obviously it's bitter in the sense that people I love, I'm not going to see them for a long time. But it's so sweet seeing guys go to learn Eretz Yisrael, to spend time in Eretz Yisrael, to grow in Eretz Yisrael. But every year I watch some very, very extremely emotional moments. When you see parents, fathers, mothers, hugging their kids and saying goodbye. It's a very powerful moment. Now some of those parents are going to see their kids like in 3-4 weeks when they come for Sukkot, and those are not so powerful, let's be real. But some of them are not going to see them for a very long time. Some of them are saying goodbye till Pesach. Some of them are saying goodbye even for an entire year. And some of these are parents that never went more than a chvesnish, a month, without seeing their kids in their whole life. And they're very, very powerful moments. And you watch, and you see mothers with literally tears streaming down their cheeks. every single year. I'll never forget one particular embrace. It was a Talmud many years ago, and his mother was unfortunately very not well at the time. Had a very serious machla, and unfortunately ended up she was nefteris. An embrace between that mother and that son, it still has a reshem on my heart. But you know, those embraces, those hugs. So what are those hugs? They're hugs of saying goodbye, right? We're saying goodbye. But if you really think about it, if you really think about a goodbye hug, you know, often throughout life we have goodbye hugs. Whether it's, you know, you go to some for Shabbos and you're leaving after Shabbos and saying goodbye and you give a little hug. Or whether it's Tam, you come to Shir and we give a hug before you leave. Or whatever it might be. So obviously there's a lot that goes into that hug, of how emotional that hug is. And if it's a hug where I'm going to see you in the next moment, it's not, obviously, you care about the person, but ultimately, it doesn't have to be such a long embrace and such a emotional embrace. The longer you feel you're not going to see each other, usually the more emotional it is. That's one way of being magdir, that hug. But another nekuda that goes into the hug of how emotional it is, how meaningful it is, how powerful it is, often how long it is how much ahava is really between the two parts, the two sides. How much love and how much connection, how much closeness. Two people that really don't care for each other, and you get the body language, it's a very quick, unemotional, cold hug. When two people really love each other and care for each other, and they're departing for some time, it's a very special hug. The chibuk is very special. Because the hug is not, you know, it's not just saying goodbye. The hug is a representation of the love. It's, I want you to know how much I care about you as you depart. I want you to feel this and know that I love you and I care about you and I'm going to miss you and I'm with you wherever you are. That's the deepest of hugs. That's the hug, the embrace that the Eibishter gave us by Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the hug that we're still feeling, hopefully. That's the kashan lachridaschem. That's difficult. I don't want to depart. We have to, because this is what you need to grow, my children. But kasha lachridaschem, Shmini Atzeres, feel it. Feel that hug of Shmini Atzeres. Until I'll see you again. As Charlie Puth sings, right? Maven Yavin. The Eibishter, of course, we're going to see again. This is not a departation. We're good. Wow, you don't know the song?
What did you?
What?
It's very modern.
It's not so modern. It's a few years, 2 years ago at least. Anyways, Lamaisa. So it's a hug that we're saying goodbye, but Emes is, we want to get back together. The Emes is, as much as that's the koyach we have to feel on a Tisha B'Av if we're sitting on the floor in Tisha B'Av. And that's the feeling we have to have through difficult times in our own personal lives. But I want to get back together. So what's the answer? How do I ensure that we get back together? That we don't need to just feel the love from a distance. So there I think also it's very pashut. That also is the connection to Shmini Atzeres. That's the connection that we link Simchas Torah to Shmini Atzeres. And we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kashal Avrid Aschem, but I don't want to separate. So I'm going to be with you always. I'm not going anywhere. Because I'm going to learn your Torah and after Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu El Adal Adam Shalach, the Gemara Brachos Tavcha says. When we sit and learn Torah, we're still connected. We're mamish with Hashem. It's not just have to feel His love from afar. We're mamish with Hashem. And that's how we obviously are going to bring back the Geula ultimately. Is through Liman HaTorah and the Kesher to Torah. And once we feel the Avelus, Komas Avushlayim, we recognize all the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, and then we also simultaneously feel the hug of Hashem, and know He's with us. But then I recognize I don't want to just feel the hug that we from 2,000 years ago. I want to be together with Hashem again. So the Avodah has to be that we do something with this Avelus. We reconnect to Torah, we're Mekusher to Torah. That's the Mafteach of the Gula, that's the key. Said over a few years ago, some of the chevra might remember. Aaron Schwartz, a few years ago, I was on the phone with him this time of the year. Some of the chevra knows Aaron Schwartz. was on the phone with him, and he asked me a question his grandfather asked him. He says, what's with the number 176? What's with the number 176? The largest parsha in the Torah, Parshas Naso, 176 psukim. The largest perek in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, right? How many psukim? 176 psukim. Largest mesecht in Shas, and those who learned Afyomi just finished, Baba Basra, 176 plot. What's with the number 176? It's a good question. So I don't know, this is Rabbeinu Shem, this was a big matana from Hashem. One of the most special matanas of all the years that I feel. Oh, you ready for this, Chavra? So it hit me. I don't remember if it was in this conversation or I called him back with it. I don't remember. It'd be crazy if it was in the conversation. I have to ask him. I just don't remember. Obviously, by the way, just first, before we present the Matana, the largest parasha, the largest till and the largest, represents like the godless of it in a certain sense. The chashivas of it. The chashivas of learning Torah, of learning Nacht when it's Tehillim, of learning Gemara. The chashivas, the bigger, it's more chashiv, it's more important, that's where our chashivas has to be, in these places. So it came to me, a big matana. If you add up 176 plus 176 plus 176, those three godless of Torah that we see through Parshas Naso, godless of Nacht we see in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, godless of Gemara that we see in Baba Basra, 176 plus 176 plus 176, who's good at math, is exactly 528. 528. If you take the hours of Bein HaMetzarim, 22 days times 24 hours, is exactly 528. Meaning what, Chevra? Meaning what? That the avodah of these days is to be bekushra to the godless of Torah, to understand and feel the avelus and feel the hug of Hashem and say, I want to be back with you through Torah. And take every moment of this time, the 528 hours, to connect to Hashem through Torah and bring Geula through Torah. 528 is also exactly Gematra Mafteach HaGeula. It's the key to Geula. The key to Geula of these 528 hours are those, the godless of Torah that we see through the 176 plus 176 plus 176. It's not enough. They're also brought down, I think, if I'm not mistaken, B'nai Yisrael brings down that there are 528 parakim of Mishnah. Again, a connection to Torah through these hours. Truth is, there are only 523. But there are five Toseftas that we look at like Mishnah, that's one way of explaining. Or you could say the last 5 hours of Tisha B'Av doesn't come part of the Cheshbon, because L'maisa, for those last 5 hours from after Chatzos on is when Mashiach's already born, and that's why we sit on regular chairs and everything's good already. So there's only 523 hours connected to 523 Parakim of Mishnah. Oh. So Chevra, you hear what these days are for. You hear what the avoid is. The avodah is to bring back the Shekhinah. The avodah is to bring back the Eibishter. The avodah is to recognize and realize Vada, the avodah, that Hashem loves us. And yes, we have questions, and yes, we don't fully comprehend. But I know that Hashem loves me, and I want to be reconnected through Torah during these 528 hours. Should we take it weiter? You want to take it weiter? Listen to this. We'll go a step further. If you follow, everyone's with me. So there's 528 hours. But if you remove the three Shabbosos, all the hours of Shabbos, and you remove Rosh Chodesh, and the last hours of Tisha B'Av, as we just explained, if you remove all those hours, which are all times of Simcha within the Bein HaMetzarim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the last hours of Tisha B'Av, they're left with 426 hours. 426 is Gematria Toich. B'niktashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. That ultimately, we have to not just learn b'chitzonius, it has to be toich. It has to be within us. It has to be real. It has to be something that we connect to. Our Torah has to be real. You know, I got the most beautiful, most amazing... I could play it if the Chever wants later. Some of the Chever knows who it is. I'm not going to say in the shir now. I got the most incredible, beautiful message today. I mamish, tears were coming down my cheeks. A Talmud of mine, who with the summer is an Enzius Vaikola. And he left me a message. It was over a five minute message. And he left me this message, how he's doing and what's going on. And he told me, Rebbe, for the first time today, I really learned. But I don't mean just learn. I learned. I loved it. I enjoyed it. In the afternoon, when his team didn't have a game, nobody was in the base medrash. Him and a madrich learned for over 3 hours straight. Over 3 hours straight. And there was not another person in the base medrash. And I know it's true because someone else sent me a picture of it. Not knowing that this guy had left me this message. Over 3 hours. They learned together. He left me on the message, they learned Gemara Rashi. But just pounded it. And learned it. And he said he felt Torah in a way that he's never felt in his life. His analogy, he said he was tripping on Torah. He was tripping on Torah. Those were his words. I'm not going to say I understand exactly what that means, but... I'm Avin Yavin, whoever does, you got what I'm saying. He was tripping on Torah. He said to me, Rebbe, Mamish, the Torah was in my veins. It was in my veins. It was going through the blood of my veins. And he was saying this in such a real way, in such a connected way. I Mamish started crying. Because he wasn't just learning, he finally got it. It was betoich. It was inside him. It was real. When we connect the Torah in such a way, it's so real and within us, then we'll be mamishness, mitakin, all that we need to be mitakin during these days. All those 426 hours, or the 528 hours, whatever you look at it, happens to be, if you take the gematria of Egel and Meraglim, which are the two chatam of why we're sitting here today. The Egel, as we know, led to Shviras Haluchos, and the Meraglim ultimately led that we didn't enter Yisrael. If it wasn't for the Meraglim, we'll talk about this maybe later, a little more deeper, but Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, would have built Beis HaMikdash, and we'd still have Beis HaMikdash. If you take Gematria Egel Meraglim, exactly Gematria 426. When you're Mitach, Mikdashti, B'toch, it's Toch, during these 426 hours of Beit HaMitzara, it's within us, the Torah. That's when we'll be Zoyche to Geula, that's when we'll be Zoyche to Simcha. We got to bring the Shechina back, and that's through Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's true as of now, on some level, has left us. And that's not apikorsis to say, that's real. That's why there's a mask on top of Harabayas. And that's why we're still suffering and we're still having tragedies. And that's why as of now, we're going to have to sit on the floor this upcoming Monday night and Tuesday, and then Mir Tashem won't happen. But we have to feel the embrace and the hug of departation. We have to feel the love and feel that he loves us just as much, if not even more. And he wants us just to build back. And he wants us to reconnect. And that's our avodah during these days. To feel and then to reconnect. And I was preparing these Torahs and I thought of an old song. This song is way before your time. And maybe some of the Chever knows. Not like the song that's more modern, Chever, right? Not Charlie Puth. This song is a song by Harry Chapin. So you guys all know Cats in the Cradle, that you all know, all the Chever know. That's one of the most important songs. You know, when you're Zoyche B'Shatayva Zlachas to be married and have a wife, and when you're Zoyche, when you're B'Shatayva that she's pregnant and about to have her first child, listen to that song. And live by the words of that song. There's no more important Musar or Chizik when it comes to being a parent than that song. I'll tell you that. But he has another song called Circle. All my life is a circle. It's a big Torah. There's a lot of Torahs in this song. I don't want to just read lyrics from one stanza. He says as follows, he sings, I found you 1,000 times, I guess you've done the same. But then we lose each other. It's just like a children's game. But as I see you here again, a thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle. Let's go round one more time. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, in a certain sense, that's our love. Ribbono Shel Olam loves us and he's here for us. And sometimes we feel more connected and sometimes less connected. And sometimes, you know, it's like a circle. We're there and we're there and then we fall down, but then we come back up. And that's part of the Golus, and that's what Golus is. But we have to say that Ribbono Shel Olam, let's go around one more time. And this time it's to stay. And this time it's with Geula. And this time it's with Mamish, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Tchis HaMesim, and Yeshuas, and Refuas. We're no longer, we have to talk about anything negative, but only the Ribbono Shel Olam, only Kirvas Elokim. And Bez Hashem will come in a very, 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 very soon. Amen.